Meeting on this wonderful day, July 1st. Come to order. Colleagues, we're discussing Senate Bill 1008. The dash 27s before you are the amendments that we spoke about that encompass the 25s, the 14s, the 18s, and the 12s that were accidentally excluded from the dash, well, the 12s were excluded from the dash 25s, thus the 27s came about. So, is there any
thank you, Steve,
questions on the dash 27? I don't know if anybody's signed up to testify or not.
This is the public, sir.
Oh.
Who has invited testimony?
I don't think I invited anybody.
Sir, to answer any questions you may have.
Colleagues, is there any discussion on the dash 27?
Could you just run through, I mean, or ask somebody to run through it section by section, so just very briefly.
No, Mitch, I'm not going to do that. I appreciate it, but
right.
I mean, it's everything has been discussed. There's nothing new. It's
well,
just a blend.
I mean, I don't know there's nothing new. This showed up. It's now 28 pages long, and it's more than that. It's
I think it's 30,
47 48. Pages long.
48.
And
Representative Martin, maybe ask us a different way. Which dashes does this include?
Yeah, it includes everything that we did prior. Then it includes the 12, which were the Trojan.
12.
It includes the 22s, which were the, I believe, the DOJs. It includes the 24s.
Okay.
Which were the treasuries.
Right. Treasury. Okay.
And then it includes the
14.
The 14s.
Okay. All 14, 18.
18.
Governor 23.
And then the blend of all those is now the 27. So we've seen all amendments.
What about the 23s? How are they reflected in this?
No, I don't think the 23s. The 23s reverted back because that was language that was changed.
Only even numbers. We don't have any 13s, no 19s.
We have the 27s.
Yeah, but I mean, up to
this is the first odd.
None of the governor's changes that are in this, then?
The governor changed the Section 5 of the bill. We changed it back. So it's
okay.
There's no changes to that portion of the bill. The governor wanted the permissive language on that he has the trigger.
We just tweaked
that language, but it still says the same exact thing that the governor may do this, not shall, but may.
Okay.
And Gary, I don't think I'm missing anything on that.
What about the citizens' utility language?
The dash 19s are not in there, and they won't be in there.
And the 13s aren't?
The
13s are not in there either.
So was there a dash 26, Mr. Chair?
I'm not going to move the dash 26s.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Are we in work session?
We're in work session.
Open a work session on Senate Bill 1008. Representative Thatcher.
Mr. Chair, I move dash 27 amendments into Senate Bill 1008.
Representative Thatcher moves the dash 27s into Senate Bill 1008. Is there any discussion beyond the 8 weeks that we've been discussing this?
Do you need to rescind the 14s and the 18s that we moved in before?
Yes.
But not the 12s, right? Or are the 12s in here as well?
I would need to rescind the 12s,
they're
the 14s, and the 18s. So if I can have that
Mr.
motion
Chair,
first.
Mr. Chair, we rescind the 12-12.
12-14 and 18.
Yeah.
Okay, and the 14-14 and the 18s.
Representative Thatcher moves that we rescind the dash 12s, the dash 14s, and the dash 18s, and adopt the dash 27s. Is there any discussion? Saying none, is there any objection?
No. Well, Mr. Chair?
Are you objecting or discussing?
I missed the discussion part. never mind, Mr. Chair. Yeah.
Saying no discussion or objection, so ordered. Representative Thatcher.
Mr. Chair, I move the Senate Bill 1008 to the floor.
As amended.
As amended. With the due pass recommendation. We're not going anywhere else, are we? Budget? Can I go budget first?
That's right. I mean, we're going to stand at ease.
I'll be answering that question.
I'm rescinding that referral.
Okay.
I need you to rescind the referral of the budget.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I rescind the motion to refer.
There is no motion, so you just rescind
okay,
the referral.
Then. I rescind the referral.
The budget.
To the budget committee.
Representative Thatcher rescinds the referral, the subsequent referral to the committee on budget. Any discussion?
Just to clarify the motion, Mr. Chair.
Is it a motion?
I think the motion is that the bill be sent to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the committee on budget be rescinded.
In one motion?
Yes.
I just didn't do parts.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Senate Bill 1008, as amended, be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the committee, House Special Committee on Budget, be rescinded.
Representative Dalton moves Senate Bill 1008 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the committee on budget be rescinded.
Just to review the process, I mean, I'm not sure we literally rescinded those and moved the amendment in. I'm not sure that that's not right.
We did the amendments already.
We did both of those.
We took out.
Let me just speak for 13 seconds. That's all I need. We rescinded. I'm keeping my 13 seconds.
Sure.
We rescinded the prior adopted amendments and adopted the 27th.
Great. Okay.
In one motion.
That's all I was checking was the process on that.
Done. Representative Dalco has moved 1008 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the subsequent referral to the committee on budget be rescinded. Is there any discussion, Representative Greenlee?
Yeah, I do want to note, I generally try and feel quite on top of what I'm voting on. I feel a little less quite on top of it this time. I'm going to vote yes under the assumption that what's in those 38 pages is what I think is in those 38 pages, but I do reserve the right to vote differently on the floor if I've had a chance to consider.
So noted, and I would suggest that you read the first 38 and just ignore the last 10.
If I get that far, I'll be doing fine.
Any further discussion?
Just so there's no surprises, Mr. Chair, I think I know part of what's in here, and I know what part of what's not in here, and so I'll be a no today.
Thank you, Representative March. Any further discussion? Committee, I would just like to thank, for the record, Senator Deckert for all of his hard work on this bill and those stakeholders that are here. Dexter, thank you for all your help on this. It wouldn't have been possible without you, obviously, literally and figuratively, but really appreciate everyone's help, and Vicki Berger as well. So, colleagues, with that, Annette will call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. No.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Vicki Berger and myself will be co-carriers of Senate Bill 1008. Committee will stand at ease.
At ease or adjourned?
At ease. Senate Bill 671. Passed the Senate today, which is the mutual that we heard in here. I think it was 3485, if memory serves correct. That bill is going to get a first reading on the floor tonight. So I'm going to motion to recess now and try to hear that bill tonight. We'll, for the purpose of moving it out, if there's any discussion or concern with that from the committee, the bill has not changed. It's the same exact bill that we've already held public hearings on and everything else. Is there any discussion on that?
It was a Senate bill, you're saying?
Yes, it's Senate Bill 671, which is the same exact bill as House bill. It's the same exact contents, but through negotiations with Senator Deckert on some other stuff, they moved Senate Bill 671, so House Bill 3485 was no longer necessary.
That wasn't merging these two into one bill. We'll have two bills going forward in this.
Two bills going forward. So I'd like to throw both of them out at the same time.
So, you want to throw them out or you want to actually get them to the floor?
I'd like to pass them out. That's probably a better choice of words. Thank you. So we will recess until, I'll say 6:30 for now. We're going back in at 6:15, so it'll get a first reading. And then we will meet and for a work session on that and move that bill out so they come out together per the agreement. So we'll stay in a recess until 6:30. Right. We'll call the Committee on Elections and Rules back into order this Friday, July 1st, 7:30 p.m. Representative Marsh, we can't make a motion yet, but we will soon here.
Right. And just to correct a slight deviation of your speech earlier, there are some minor technical amendments to this from the version we originally saw.
Yes, and I was told that it's in a minor sentence. It's with the PUCs. It's tightened up the PUC language, oversight language.
Correct.
Very technical.
Yeah.
So, and yes, I asked the proponents of the bill to make sure they touch base, each and every one of you. That.
Right. I just didn't want the listening public to think that that there was identical.
The droves and droves of people that are currently listening online.
There's two droves now.
Exactly.
Droves.
We have drones.
Drones.
I'm going to open a
pink purse with you, though, Steve.
No, I'm not ready to smack you with
the I'll open a work session if you all don't mind. On 671, Representative March.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 671A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative March moves Senate Bill 671A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? I would note that for the record, as Representative March earlier did, but not during the work session, the bill has changed slightly from when we first heard it. Technical changes, tightening up the PUC language, the oversight. So nothing substantive of the bill has changed. So, Annetta?
May I come in?
Oh, yes, Representative Rowan.
Yeah, I may or may not have made some promises in the first meeting on this in my office, but in order to clarify those promises, I do want to say that I have agreed to vote to move this bill out of committee, and I will do so. I reserve the right to actually read it again and think about it, although I know that's a strange thing to do before I vote on the floor, and that might, in fact, change my vote.
Thank you, Representative, for noting that for the record. Annetta? Excused. Excused.
Boy, it's a good thing the Democrats are here to carry the
day. Exactly. Not the first time y'all carried my water, huh?
Aye.
Holby?
Aye.
Aye.
Excused. Aye. Chair votes aye.
Here comes one more.
Huh? I would suggest that if that one wants to vote, she hurry up.
She's going to hurry.
What? What was the comment?
Yes or no?
Yes.
You want to vote?
Sure, let's do it. But are we going to wait for...
All of us have done it.
Everybody knows when the committee meets. Representative Farr, how do you vote?
Off the floor.
It's Senate Bill 671, the mutual that we heard.
All right.
It's
already got a majority.
We've already heard it once.
You can vote no.
Somehow I know that this isn't. Are you sure that this is really happening, or are you guys playing a big joke on me?
No, we're
really serious.
The joke is being played, but not necessarily on you.
Yeah, there may be a joke. It's just not in this situation.
Bar votes aye.
Bill passes. Bill 671A will move to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Does this take care of our agenda for the interim? Will we be meeting on Tuesday was the question.
The committee is still open.
The point is I've just heard the floor session on Tuesday is 4 o'clock.
Yes, I did hear that also.
You might call a meeting. So the question is...
Oh, we will not be meeting at this point on Tuesday.
That was the question.
I won't...
That was all I was asking.
I won't do that to you. I'm trying to think who...
One more day at the beach.
I see a bunch of senators that are signed on to this bill. I see no representatives. Does anybody want to carry this bill? Larry, I don't know that you can carry it, Larry. I mean, there may have been a time. That may be the joke that you were looking for. But yes.
Whose district do you live in?
I'm going to be one of his campaign workers this next
week. Yeah, I'll bet on that. Well, word is word. There you go.
Representative Holby, do you want to carry this bill?
Not really.
I think it's a leadership function.
It's a Portland bill, and I feel a little bit removed, even though I do represent Larry Campbell and his social interest in my district. But
is that where he keeps his horses?
Are you okay to carry it?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Representative Holby will carry the bill.
You have to vote yet.
Yeah. Adjourn.
The worst part is on the flip on the district board.
Okay.